This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado dipped last week to their lowest number since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic in the spring of 2020. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That figure is now 63. At the peak of the pandemic in December of 2020, more than 1,800 patients were hospitalized. Doctors say with vaccines widely available and with the current variants, for most adults, COVID-19 is now mostly an outpatient disease. Most utilities tracking it show decreasing or flattening levels of the virus found in wastewater samples. Vaccinations, immunity from prior infections, milder variants, as well as improved treatments are all thought to be driving the trend. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado now has the most generous electric vehicle rebates in the country. Over the weekend, the state's tax rebate went from $2,000 to $5,000. And starting next year, it'll kick in an extra $2,500 for cars that cost less than $35,000. That's to help lower-income residents purchase vehicles. The rebates can be combined with federal discounts as well. Governor Jared Polis signed the expanded discount into law earlier this year. He's set a goal to put about a million EVs on the road by 2030. After a Colorado Springs school district banned several books, one parent is requesting they pull the Bible as well. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A parent in the Academy 20 district says the Bible contains inappropriate and explicit sexual and violent content. He says the district should use the same criteria it used to ban three books from school libraries. A local conservative anti-LGBTQ group requested those books be removed because it says they are obscene. The parent, who is backed by the National Freedom from Religion Foundation, cited Bible passages that describe incest, rape, promiscuity, obscenity, and infidelity. The district was unable to provide a comment at this time. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.